Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Charge!
We're from the town with that great football team. We cheer the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I think it's one of the most impressive wins by anybody in the NFL this year by Pittsburgh. I would have not guessed that Pittsburgh would have gone into Detroit and whooped Detroit on both sides of the line of scrimmage. This is a defense in Pittsburgh that everybody was running the football on. Detroit could not run the ball at all. And then vice versa, this is an offense that, you know, running the ball is like, let's just be efficient. And they create the explosive runs. And the other part is this. In the last 3 weeks, I would tell you that Aaron Rodgers is throwing the football the best that he has since 2022. So we're talking 3+ years, this 3-week stretch of throwing the ball and some of the throws that he has made. So if this offense is going to have some of these explosive runs and Rodgers is going to do whatever he wants with the football, this is a team that has my attention more after this performance than it had up until a month ago.
Some games the defense has stood on its head and given us a chance. And a few times we've done it, and tonight was one of those times where we just kept answering, starting with the 2-minute drive and then the first half, an unbelievable catch by Kenny. If it's just PI, it's 3 points, but to catch it, somehow get his hand on the ball, get up and score was incredible. And our other back, might have heard of him. He had a hell of a game too, but I thought the line did a really nice job. We settled in. I thought Art called an incredible game, and there's still more out there. I mean, Quez, he had a chance for a touchdown. DK had a touchdown. We got called back. We had other opportunities on the fake sneak. Looked like we could have scored. But I thought Art got into a good rhythm, especially in the second quarter on. And we executed really well on the line, settled in, and blocked their asses off.
Man, they sure did. And it's a day to feel good. It's a day to feel very, very good. My mind has changed. That's just what happens in sports based on what we see on the field. And there wasn't a single person at this station or anywhere else, except, of course, for Danny and Shaler. Is that his name?
Dennis.
Dennis and Shaler, who predicted 3 wins in a row. Not a single person forecast that after the Buffalo debacle. Nobody. Dan Orlovsky just told you. They've opened my eyes. They've opened mine, too. You go into Detroit against a desperate and still very high-powered offensive team. In fact, the best offensive team in football. You win like that? And yeah, it got hairy at the end. I know. And we'd probably be talking about one of the bigger meltdowns, if not the biggest, of the whole Mike Tomlin era if they lose that game. They'd been something like 103-0 when they lead by 11 or more with five or less left in the game, and they were about to lose it, but they didn't. They finished the game. They've done that on defense a couple times. In games that might not have gone great at times, they closed the Jets game, they closed the Minnesota game in Dublin, and they closed this one. Listen, what Bob said before he left is right, and I wrote the same thing last week. This starts with the quarterback. In this league, you got to have a quarterback. You just have to. And you have to have a team that can score 17 points in the fourth quarter, like the Steelers just did. That's what they haven't had. There are a lot of other ingredients that have been missing. They suddenly have a red-hot quarterback who thinks the game at an elite level and still has the physical ability to get the ball wherever he wants to get it. Can't move around like he used to, obviously, but he still moves around enough. And he's still smart enough just to take a sack when things are looking real bleak. He hasn't turned it over in three games. He hasn't been picked in five games. He had the fumble in the Buffalo game. So he gives them a chance, period. Aaron Rodgers. I think you made the point earlier, Limits, how many AFC quarterbacks that are in it right now are playing better than him?
Josh Allen?
Is he? I don't know. Like, I'd rather have Josh Allen, yes. He didn't have a good game yesterday.
Him and Herbert. That's the only two that I would take. And right now, I would take him slightly over Herbert.
So would I, because Herbert is allergic to playoff games, to big games. Has he ever won one?
No, I don't think so. I don't believe so. We'll see what he's like.
I'd rather have Rodgers than anybody but Josh Allen in the AFC right now, at least among playoff teams.
Yeah, and that's why their chances are so much greater. Think about the way that they've ended seasons too, Joe, over the previous however many years. Other than when Mason was able to ride them into the playoffs in a three-game winning streak, that was a little bit of fool's gold. I feel like this roster is better than that one, and you go into Cleveland, and as long as you don't screw up there, you could just rest all your starters for Baltimore, a much different situation going into the playoffs than years past.
That would be a beautiful thing. It truly would. And there's a reason why in the AFC, they had some ridiculous number last week, that the last time Mahomes, Peyton Manning, and Brady weren't in the playoffs, winning games, I might add, maybe even in
they were just in the playoffs.
Maybe it was even in the AFC title game. I can't remember. It was decades ago.
1998.
I mean, it's crazy. If you have a guy, you have a chance. Period. Period. And right now, this Aaron Rodgers is a guy. I didn't think it was possible at this point in the season. If you would have told me early on that he would be healthy and just lighting it up in late December, I would have said, I would bet against that, but we'll see. So there's a lot of things happening, but it starts there. And it would end there if the opposite was true. All right, Wonder Twin, 412-928-9370. Let's take a little trip around the AFC and the NFL at large, shall we? Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the fan hotline on which you can communicate with City Limits is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. There's a new team the Steelers could play in the playoffs if they get there. One we haven't mentioned yet because it didn't seem pertinent. But one that if they do not win their division, and they might go down to the final game with the Chargers because the Chargers have already beaten them, is your Denver Bronconians, who looked like crap yesterday at home and got blown out by the Jags. I've been a Broncos guy. I think they're a good team. I'm a Bo Nix fan. However, big difference between Denver at home, where they were 7-0 before yesterday, and on the road, for one thing, And for another thing, I think the Steelers physically up front in the run game could get them. I think the Steelers would beat the Broncos. The Broncos looked like crap yesterday, but Jacksonville, are they flying under the radar? Jacksonville 34, Denver 20. A quick thought on that game, O Limitless Express.
Yeah, what Trevor Lawrence and Liam Cohen are doing there in Jacksonville, that really is the story of the year, other than the Chiefs missing the playoffs. They are a dangerous team going into it. They are.
They're a bigger story than New England?
Yeah.
They're a bigger story than Chicago?
Yeah. Well, and I think it's because of what the expectations were for Jacksonville coming into this. They're Jacksonville. There was a lot of hype around Caleb Williams as a recent number one overall pick, and Ben Johnson, the best coordinator in the NFL, going to become their head coach. And when you get Mike Vrabel, plus you have Drake May, who had a really good rookie season, I feel like there was a lot more. A lot of people picked New England to be their breakout team this year, or the Bears. Not a lot of people were saying that about Jacksonville.
A lot of people picked the Bears to be their breakout team.
Yeah.
Find me one.
Okay, I'll go look.
You go on the internet and look that up. Denver doesn't look to me anywhere near unbeatable. I mean, every game they've had is competitive. I give them credit. They've beaten good teams. They're sitting here at 12-3. They're good. And I'm a Bo Nix fan, as you know. But I would pick the Steelers if that game were played next week in Pittsburgh. And that's a new team on the horizon. All right, Wonder Twin. How about the Bills 23, the Browns 20? How many sacks does Myles Garrett have now? I believe 22, yes?
22 is the official number.
So he needs a half sack to tie and a full one to break T.J. Watt and Michael Strahan's record.
So
does it happen against Dylan Cook?
So how about this? So Myles Garrett supposedly told the broadcast, I think it was 2 games ago, regarding the Steelers, yeah, they're like given a mandate or whatever. Who knows how true it is. To make sure that I don't get a sack so that they will hold me and just take the penalty rather than the sack. You know what I would do in this game, Joe? Anytime that Myles Garrett gets close to the quarterback, especially because this might not even be a game of consequence, the Steelers might already have the division wrapped up, I would hold Myles Garrett and I would do everything possible to make sure he does not record a sack in this game and surpass TJ Watt. That's what I would do. Don't let Myles Garrett get the sack. And I don't feel bad at it at all.
I would focus
because of what Myles Garrett has done to this team.
Surely
before.
You wouldn't do that if the game means something, if the Ravens win the night before. Who cares? He's going to get the record either way, and he'll probably get it against you. So what? It's what they call a Pyrrhic victory.
I don't want him getting the record against me.
I couldn't care less.
I would hold him and do whatever possible to make sure he doesn't get a sack. And
you would put your team 10 yards back in a game you need to win to make sure he doesn't get a sack.
You might be getting pushed back 10 yards regardless because of the sack. So why not take the penalty and you have another down? So if Myles Garrett on second down is pressuring the quarterback, instead of third and 15, I'll take second and 20 so that you have two more plays to try to pick it up instead of Garrett getting the sack. Yeah, that would help you in that regard too.
You make it sound like you would hold him all game.
Not the whole game, but if he's legitimately like in the backfield and ready to collapse in on Rodgers, I would, yeah.
That'd be a lot of holding penalties, O Limitless Express.
Well, maybe Dan Moore should be brought back to hold then. He did a good job of that.
That's
he got
a good
$72
line.
Million to hold half the time.
And I might add, the Patriots and the Bears over-under were both at... Or no, the Bears and Jacksonville were both at 8.5 over-under.
Also, I got a text from our friend Jeremiah Miller, who you know very well.
Nice man.
Very accomplished, yeah. KDKA yep. TV, mm-hmm. telling me that he said that the Bears would win the division.
So I don't
Jeremiah
believe
Jeremiah was one of those people that predicted
Actually,
it.
I do believe him. Yeah. A former student of mine, a wonderful man. How are the Commanders only over-under at 6.5 limits?
6.5?
After they went to the 6.5 wins going into the season, after they went to the NFC title game last
I guess
year.
Whoever in Vegas was
well,
thinking
according
that
to this, then,
Daniels would get hurt.
Pro Football Reference, the Broncos were this is wrong. What are we talking about here? Oh, yeah. It is wrong, actually.
What are you
okay.
looking at?
The odds from 2 years ago.
Yeah, that might be why.
This
that
is like when you this it. Is like when you had Donnie and I pick a Clemson-West Virginia basketball game.
And by the way, you had us pick another West Virginia basketball game tonight. They play like Mississippi Valley State.
Yeah.
They're like 1-11.
So the surprise, yeah, Jacksonville was over under 7.5, and the Bears were 8.5. So they are a slightly bigger surprise, and
yeah.
I congratulate you for that.
Thank you.
I mean, slightly bigger. The Patriots were the same, though, at 8.5. So there goes your argument. I'm sorry,
no.
Limits. So were the Pittsburgh Steelers at 8.5. Will Mike Tomlin get votes for coach of the year?
I'm sure somebody will vote for him, yeah.
Well, why not? If you're 8.5 and you win 10 in your division, that's pretty good. But there are other teams that have been a little more shocking. I get it. The Commanders were 9.5 before the season over under. According to this, the most surprising team in the NFL this year might be the Carolina Panthers leading their division.
Bryce Young. He's putting it all together, Joe.
Their miniature game manager. Denver was at 9.5. Yeah, the Jacksonville is a big surprise. There's no doubt. You're right about that, Wonder Twin. But so are the Patriots.
And so are the Panthers.
And so are the Panthers. I'm surprised that the Bears were over under 8.5. And they're 11-4.
They have a good roster. I mean, they beat the Steelers for a reason. That's a pretty good team.
The Ravens are among the most disappointing. They were over under 11.5. They've only won 7. Wow.
I'll bet you $1 million right now that they won't hit the over.
And the Kansas City Chiefs are the most disappointing team in the league. Let's have a hand.
Water has met its level. Welcome back to the pack.
The Wicked Witch is dead. What were they?
7 years in a row in the AFC Championship game.
11.5 was their over-under. And I commend them, I really do, for how they dominated the AFC for that long. It was quite incredible.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, Limits, let's go back to the league at large, and let's go to the Cincinnati Bungles. Weren't they a treat? Joe Burrow said this is the way it's supposed to be. I know, but it never is. 45, and you're broken Miami Dolphins, 21. Do you think the Bengals keep Zach Taylor? I do.
I don't. I think they're going to move off of him and try to start off somewhat fresh so that Joe Burrow doesn't try to request a trade at some point soon.
Well, if Burrow, you raise a good point. If Burrow wants Taylor there, he'll be there. And when Burrow's been healthy, they've been pretty good. So,
and he said some complimentary things about Taylor as well. But if there's an offensive coach that pops up on the market that's available, I think they might make a change.
Texans 23, Raiders 21. What do we make of another possible Steeler playoff opponent? Your Houston Texans. I make that they are not very good offensively, I'm sorry to say.
No. They are not. Nico Collins is basically their only weapon. Woody Marks has been banged up at running back. C.J. Stroud, after his rookie year, has just not looked great, Joe. He's just been kind of fine. So,
I don't blame him for that. I don't think they've gotten enough weapons, and they've been banged up. But if this team can hold Jahmyr Gibbs on an indoor track to 2 yards on 7 carries, what are they going to do if they have to play, or if they get the privilege of playing Jawar Jordan, Nick Chubb, and somebody whose name I can't pronounce? I think the Steelers might shut that team out in a playoff game. I mean, they might only win 9-0, but I think they might shut out the Texans if the game is here.
As long as he doesn't have a stat line like Jerome Bettis at the goal line, what, four carries for like 1 yard and 3 touchdowns?
Yeah.
Then I'm okay with it.
Ashton Jeanty finally had a good game. All right, anything else notable? The Cowboys are dead. Jerry Jones said they underachieved. The Chargers win. Jim Harbaugh is just a really good coach. He really is. Wherever he goes, he seems to win, does he not? I think they've won 11 games back-to-back for the first time in a long time. the Chargers. Justin Herbert was good. Omarion Hampton was really good. They look tough. Them against the Steelers would be one heck of a battle if that should come to pass.
Yeah, they've won four in a row. It's really not a team that I'd want to play, but I'm very curious to see what this week's Houston Chargers game looks like in LA on Saturday.
That's the beauty of this, Limits. What should the Steelers do if they clinch on Saturday night by virtue of a Ravens loss? What do you do for the Cleveland game? Who do you play? Who do you sit?
It's a great question.
Yes.
I think I would still play my guys because I don't want to have 2 weeks off and end this hot streak that they're currently at. They're hot at the right time right now.
I'm not sure how much I'd want to play Aaron Rodgers. I might play him a half. I don't know that I want to see Aaron Rodgers in
a whole game with
Myles Garrett coming in.
But I would definitely sit them for the Ravens game.
And Cam Hayward wouldn't play. I want Cam Hayward rested and revved for the playoffs this year.
TJ Watt does not play until the first snap of the playoff game.
No, unless, you know, he wants to test himself just to see what it's like. Like, if that might need to be necessary. I don't know. Jalen Ramsey, sit. Cam Hayward, sit. DK Metcalf, sit. Aaron Rodgers, don't play a lot. And then the running backs, I'm always leery of. Get Caleb Johnson 30 carries in a game. I want to go into that. If they clinch Saturday night, my primary goal, and I realize when you're in a rhythm like this offensively, it's great. My primary goal is to show up finally for the playoffs healthy. And, you know, if you're going to make a case for Mike Tomlin and he's been a victim of some bad luck, well, he has in the playoffs at times. We've mentioned this before. He went into games without Antonio Brown, without Le'Veon Bell. He's gone into ton of games without playoff games without his guys. He went into Denver 1 year and almost won.
That was
terrifying. Even though it was Fitzgerald Toussaint in place of Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown didn't play. And he's gone, you know, and I'm not making excuses. I'm just saying how refreshing would it be. 1 year he played Buffalo without TJ Watt. Last year it felt like Watt and Hayward really banged up. I just want to see a season, and I'm sure Tomlin does too, where I go in with all my guys healthy and rested and let's go. Right, Limits?
I just can't get over you sneezing it right into the mic where Pony is going to sit in about 40 minutes.
You know what?
And for just his completely brushing it off.
For his courtesy, I will change this mic. Although if it was Crowley coming, I wouldn't. He gave me COVID a couple years ago through this microphone.
You're sure of that?
You're positive? He pretty much admitted it. He said, I think I gave you COVID.
I do wonder, though, or at least worry.
In fact, you know what? You're right, Limits. I'm going to change this mic thing right now. You go ahead and talk for a moment.
I do worry, though, that if they do sit a significant amount of people, how that would be able to affect them with the rhythm. Because I think that does matter. When you go into the playoffs, and I would just do it for Baltimore, we've seen teams on occasion where they've taken too much time off. It's not the same. It's not like they're just, it's like a back and forth affair right now. They're winning two, they're losing one. They're winning one, losing two.
It's worth it to me. I want to show up for game one with, can you imagine if Rodgers got hurt in a game that didn't mean anything?
Yeah.
Or one of the running backs. It's a great time to.
But it doesn't mean anything in terms of where they're going to be situated playoff-wise, but it does mean something when you're discussing, is the offense still clicking?
Yeah, and it might mean something. You know, would it mean something record-wise? If you're pretty much locked in to the four seed, correct?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I think the only way that they would need like significant help, like basically Jacksonville to lose out, and then you're looking at the tiebreakers.
Where's the music, Limits?
I'll bring it back for you.
I like the music a lot. Okay. In one of the worst divisional leader battles of all time, the Panthers escape from the fighting Baker Mayfields. What happened to Tampa? What happened to them? How are they losing to this team? What happened? They ran for 170 yards. He's got Mike Evans. He's got Igbuka. He's got Chris Godwin. And he's got McMillan. They've got all their weapons. What happened to Tampa?
And they're just getting him back now. I mean, Evans was hurt for a large portion of the year. McMillan was hurt for most of the season with that injury that was suffered in the preseason against the Steelers. Their defense, man, looks like a mess. And for whatever reason, they cannot put it together offensively. I'm very confused and perplexed by how Tampa Bay has fallen.
And then the last game was the biggest game for the Steelers' sake, and that was the Patriots, who are 7-0 on the road this season, going and beating the Ravens, coming back from 11 down in the fourth quarter. Ravens 3-6 at home. Lamar leaves the game. John Harbaugh ignores Derrick Henry, even though he had 18 carries for 128 yards and two touchdowns. It truly was a fireable offense. I honestly believe that. To have that guy, Michael Jordan, sitting on the sidelines on your biggest possession, which was right after New England scored. It was an astounding sight. It was actually jarring. Although it's happened plenty of times with Henry, I didn't expect it there. It was crazy stuff. What in the world are you thinking, John Harbaugh? And he came out and said after the game, yeah, he should have been in there. Okay, thank you. Then why wasn't he?
It was embarrassing.
Did you not notice he wasn't out there?
It was embarrassing. Last 12 minutes and 50 seconds of the game, Derrick Henry did not touch the ball once. I don't even know if he went back on the field one more time. They just decided to keep Mitchell in the game.
Derrick Henry had 18 carries. Other people on their team had 15 carries. That was a game where you give it to Derrick Henry the way that Artie used to give it to him in Tennessee. You just hand him the ball 35 times and see what you got. Bad times in Baltimore, and they looked done to me, and God, is Drake May good. Did you see him, Limits?
No, watch the whole game, and I tell you what.
He is a star. In fact, I think New England probably right now scares me more than any team in the AFC because of him. He's a star, and Stephon Diggs looks really good. Their running game looks devastatingly good, although it stalled a little bit last night. What did they say about Travion Henderson?
What do you mean?
Injury-wise.
Oh,
can you look that up, please?
Yeah, I will.
That's the team that scares me because of him. Not Travion Henderson, although he is scary. Drake May. Guy's getting blasted around at times last night and just making phenomenal throws all over the place.
Yeah, he had a head injury, and there's not been much more of an update after that. It's just going to be further evaluated during the week.
And you know what the Ravens have never gotten right is receiver. Like, Lamar deserves some of the criticism he gets, but they just never have gotten it right with the receivers. Zay Flowers again with a huge turnover. Did you see the insane play Mark Andrews made?
When he was going down to the ground and passes the ball? I'll flip it. I'll just decide to pass it back. That's one of those I think he just didn't realize how much time was left on the clock.
Yeah.
There was still like 13 seconds. It was a forward pass, too, so that ended up benefiting Baltimore.
Yeah.
But Mark Andrews, what the hell are you thinking?
And then Bateman, first-round pick, he's a bust. He has 18 catches this year, no catches, two targets. Was he the one that dropped the ball at the goal line against the Steelers, too?
Yeah.
At the five? Yeah, he stinks.
Remember when Rob Long came on with us and said that they just don't use Bateman well enough and that he's actually a pretty solid player, but they just don't understand how to properly
some of Rob's takes are frozen just like the rest of us, Limits. Hmm. There's a bunch of frozen takes out there. Him not liking Patrick Queen is now freezing.
Yes, not looking too good. Queen has played well.
All right, we'll finish it up with a little Sidney Crosby and a little Rays report card that we never got around to. We'll do that next on Pomp and Joe.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.